The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told the disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for the people. And in that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because of this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will God delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
For all those of you whom I have not yet met, and certainly our baptismal families and all the baptismal groupies, my name is John Mittman, that's Mitt Man, and I was the rector here many years ago, and I was Bob Hooper's predecessor, and I've been invited to preach today. We arrived here in 1990, 29 years ago, my wife and I, and I don't think we had yet unpacked our suitcases when a delegation of the lay people of the congregation came to me saying, "We need to have a meeting with you to discuss an issue." It was just what I wanted to hear. So we hastily put together a meeting, and we came together and we talked about it, and I said, "Well, what's going on?" And they explained that the interim, that is the priest who was here before I came and after my predecessor, Ron Woodruff, that priest who was here for about a year had done away with the doxology at all the services. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with that word, doxology, it simply means a short kind of prayer expression of praise to God. That's a doxology. But there are two forms of the doxology which are very familiar in the Episcopal Church and many other churches in this country and in the English-speaking world, and one of them is the one that's traditionally used in as a said form, and that is, "All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee." And then there's a sung form, which we sang just last week as part of hymn 177, I think. And that is, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." You remember that, I hope. Because if you don't remember that, this sermon is nothing. The two forms of the doxology. Anyway, the interim had done away with them, and people were upset. And I recognized right off, I mean, I had hardly been in the parish a week, and I realized that this is not a ditch in which I chose to die. And so I said to this group that came to meet with me, one of whom is sitting here this morning, I said to them, I'll make a deal with you. I will restore the doxology to the liturgies if you will support me in teaching about the doxology and its theological meaning to the members of the congregation, because I'm not sure they understand. And it was agreed. Now, this morning, I'd like to do that with you in another way, in a kind of fun way, I hope, and I hope you'll enjoy our time together. The doxologies are in most of the church have become a kind of throwaway line, nothing taken very seriously, except when you get rid of them. The doxologies are something that have become just a kind of signal that everyone should stand up while the offering comes down the aisle. Well, they're much more than that. They're much, much more than that. The first of them, the said version, All Things Come of Thee, O Lord, dates back to the Old Testament about 400 years before Jesus, 2,400 years ago. And the sung version dates back almost exactly 300 years ago when it was written by an English bishop, Thomas Ken. But how shall we approach this? I'm going to need some help this morning. Does anyone have a $10 bill in their pocket or purse? How's that? You come to a baptism and you get stuck with that. Does anyone have a $10 bill that they might be willing to give to me? Thank you very much. Where'd that come from? Are you a parent? Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Now, you do note that I did not say, may I borrow $10? So how'd you feel about that? It's fine? He's got a lot more of them. You guys are taking this away from me here. Well, that can be a strange request. A strange request. But I thank you. I thank you for this. So let's try something different. In this envelope, I went to see my friends at the Bank of America, and I have 10 $10 bills. $10 bills. Now, I'm good at math, and my reckoning is this is $100. You got that? All right. Now, I'm going to take this $100, and I'm going to give it to you. You're most welcome. How do you feel about that deal? I asked for $10 here, and I give away $100 here. How did that feel to you? Felt good? Must have been a little strange. When was the last time you had an Episcopal priest give you $100? Not at all. While we're here, may I have $10 back? Certainly. See, that's a very nice answer. So I have $10 back. Why are we doing this? Let me own up to the truth. This is a stewardship sermon. Last week, Bob kicked it all off with his wonderful sermon on thankfulness, gratitude, and faithfulness. Today, I'm sharing these thoughts with you. Next Sunday is Diocesan Convention, when the convention will convene downtown. Episcopalians from all over the state of Connecticut to consider together and to pray together to enter into God's mission on the larger scale beyond our parishes. And 2 weeks from today will be Stewardship Sunday in this parish. And there'll be one service at 9 o'clock, after which there'll be a brunch. You'll hear more about that later. This is stewardship season, in which we consider our giving in anticipation of the upcoming program year in this congregation. Now, what we have just done with this money, over here, what you witnessed was fundraising. Connecticut Public Radio has just completed, thanks be to God, 2 solid weeks of fundraising, on-air fundraising. And everybody does it. It's the Heart Fund and the Cancer Fund and all the rest of them. And they ask for our money, and we trust that they will do something appropriate with that money on our behalf and the behalf of others. And I hope you felt that trust in me this morning. However, what we have back here is what we really have to talk about this morning, and that's stewardship. Remember that the operative words in the doxologies, in both of them, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Praise God from all whom all blessings flow. Praise him here below. The operative word is all. We don't own anything, kids. God has given us the whole ball of wax. Now, to be sure, God did not give me my home at 31 Steep Hollow Lane just the way it sits. God gave me some resources at the beginning of my life to use. And those resources were, well, I have a little bit of brain. I have some wisdom. I have tenacity. I have some abilities that I don't know about, I suppose. I am blessed with a wonderful wife and family. I am blessed with friends, wonderful friends, many of whom are in this congregation this morning. I am blessed with all these things, but they all come from God. And during my lifetime, I am but a steward of that which has been given me by God. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. So what we did here with this $100 is that I was, in a very imperfect way, playing God, giving this big hunk of money. I give all. Thank you. And then this kind parishioner is kind enough to give back some of it. But it all comes from God in the beginning. In the Episcopal Church, we've allowed a phrase to creep into our thinking, which I think is very counterproductive. And the phrase is giving of our substance. We're asked to give of our substance at stewardship time. Well, I got news for all of us. It isn't our substance at all. It's all a gift from God. It's all a gift from God. And it's only ours while we're here on this earth. No one ever saw a hearse go by with a trailer full of money behind. It's only ours as stewards, as caretakers, while we're on this earth. This morning, you're going to hear about getting your pledge cards for the coming year, a letter from the rector, and some materials on helping us remember the life and ministry, the extraordinary life and ministry of this parish. As you look at that pledge card in contemplation of bringing it in 2 weeks' time, I pray that you will think about the doxologies. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And all things come of thee, O Lord. All things come of thee, O Lord. And of thine own have we given thee. God bless you.